This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Sonic Squeak Diarrhea Enhancer.
Ooh.
Sonic Squeak.
My diarrhea has been on the fritz. It needs all the help it can get.
It needs to be enhanced by the Sonic Squeak. Diarrhea Enhancer. It's not a drug.
No.
It's a device. It's an apparatus. It's like, you know, you put a silencer on a pistol.
Yeah.
When you want to enhance the bullet.
That makes it better.
You're right. You put basically the same kind of device on your asshole, in your asshole, screw it in.
Yep.
And that diarrhea is going to make a Sonic Squeak. It's a little redundant, the name.
Yeah.
You know, because obviously a squeak is a sound. So it's still sonic in nature.
Yeah.
So it could just be called a squeak, but that was already taken.
I mean, it's still diarrhea, though.
Still diarrhea in the end.
A little bit better of diarrhea.
Right. It's diarrhea enhanced.
Right.
E-diarrhea.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's worth it.
I know. They're giving us loads of money for this plug.
Oh, good. I could use it.
And I'll pay them loads of money for their plug, because I need to enhance my diarrhea with that thing.
Yeah.
So, welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
And I'm Justy Boy.
We got some shit to talk about.
Yeah, what we got?
Big time shit to talk about. But first, let's see if we can catch up with, what's her face there? Last week, I gave this woman a call. It was a request from a listener who shall remain anonymous.
Right. Did you reach out to them and ask?
I did not.
Whether
I
or not
forgot.
They wanted to be mentioned. Because
I forgot.
They didn't.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say. So, just jack in here. Give her a ring. I have a feeling she's going to not answer again. I'll have to leave her another message. And then maybe I'll try giving her a text or something. Because I got to figure out when I can, you know, get her fitted for a new bib.
Hi, this is Julie. Please leave
God
a message,
damn it, Julie.
And I will try to get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Julie, you're really making me look and feel like a horse's ass in front of my cool friends. Everybody's listening, and they want to know when you're going to get your bib. So hit me up. Once again, this is Redwood Twitty. First name Redwood, last name of Titty, Twitty. Give me your buzz back. Gotta get that bib on you, baby. Peace. Yeah, I figured that was what was gonna happen, but you know, it is what it is.
That message was even better than last week.
Yeah,
you said Titty in it.
I did say Titty. Oh, that was a genuine accident. It sounded like a fun goof I was doing, but I done fucked up, and I fucked upwards.
Hey. There you go.
That's the thing. That's what you got to do. You
it's
know?
A happy accident.
You're going to keep fucking up because yeah. You're a fuck up. You, the collective you, not you.
Me?
So we may as well fuck up, you know, fuck upwards.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Why not?
You know, why
it's
not?
It's a movement.
You know what? Why? Why
just
not?
Just be your best you.
Me?
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 Me? While my phone's plugged in.
Yeah.
We got some messages from you listeners, and we very much appreciate your input. So we're going to play them back and let you know what we got to say in retort. And you said you've got some on your phone, too. You don't have a plug to plug in, so you just play it into the microphone, and yours won't sound as good as mine. And you're just going to have to live with that, listeners. Okay? All right, so we got a couple voice messages from Mr. Fundiferous Rex.
Yeah.
Long time slime.
He's coming in for a haircut tomorrow.
Slime time live.
But yeah,
he's local?
No.
Is he loco?
No. I think he's driving quite a while.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
He's a nice man.
Good for him.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Good boy. Let's hear him.
What?
Oh. Turn that up a little bit. Play that back.
Yeah.
What?
So
that's a good one.
What? I'm guessing he wants to get the vocal effect on.
I don't know. I don't know what his intentions are.
I think he's just trying to get free vocal effects.
Give it to him.
I'm gonna. Duh.
He's earned it.
He's gonna get a whole remix. A wee-mix.
Oh, excellent.
He's gonna get a wee-mix.
Good.
Right, here it is. And then he also sent this.
You remember in high school when everybody would go through those phases trying to find their identity, you know, emo, whatever, different phase of what they thought was cool? Well, what about the people who've, like, found it and found their lane, and now that's what's going on in their life? So what I mean is, like, what do gutter punks do at Christmas? Who is still there? Who still does that?
So the question is, what do gutter punks do for Christmas?
Yeah, but it's a little deeper than that.
Deep.
It's a little bit deeper than that because the idea of just the notion of an adult gutter punk is fascinating to me. Because very few of them exist. I know they exist. I've seen them. Once or twice.
I've seen the casualties two times. Broke my wrist last time.
They played Warped Tour. They're not real gutter punks. They never hopped a train.
Yeah, they have.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
They stopped hopping trains once they got that Warped Tour money, though. Fucking sellout.
There was this, like, documentary or whatever, like, behind the scenes thing that came out with one of their albums.
Was it called Casualties of War?
I don't know.
Probably.
And, they asked one of them, I think they asked the singer if he knew who the president was, and he did not.
But yeah, gutter punks do celebrate Christmas, and this is the setting. It's their manger scene.
Yep.
Obviously, it's a caboose. A big busted caboose. Yep. One of those abandoned ones that's still on the train track, but it's never moved. Like, all right, it hasn't in like 50 years.
Yeah.
It says, like, a big graffiti says taint on it or something like that.
Yeah, it's all rotted out like Joe's pump.
Joe's pump. Yeah, it's got weed leaves.
Yeah.
All over it.
It's got a Tommy Chong graffiti.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then we got a couple, two, three gutter punks, surviving gutter punks, one of whom is an adult, at least one.
Yeah.
Can gutter punks have offspring?
Oh, yeah.
But not the offspring.
No.
Okay.
No, that's too mainstream.
Yeah, I thought so. So they pop out a kid or two.
Where do gutter punks draw the line?
What do you mean?
Like,
well, gutter punks invented Christmas.
No, I mean, like, what's the most mainstream band that a gutter punk is willing to admit they listen to?
The most mainstream?
And it doesn't have to be a punk band.
Well, you know, they've got to be contrary.
Yeah.
So there's got to be at least, like, there's got to be one thing that they listen to that's, like, super mainstream.
Yeah.
Because it's so unpunk that it's punk again.
Yeah.
You know, like they listen to Madonna or something like that, which is understandable. Good stuff. But other than that, outside of that, it's all 4-track recorder, cassette tapes. Yeah. Crass, Discharge.
Yep.
Just any D-beat.
D-beat.
Yeah.
Folk punk. They love it all.
They're D-beat dads.
Yeah.
These guys. So they're chilling in their manger
scene. Do they listen to Satanic Whore Master?
Satanic Whore Master.
Yeah.
They used to, but since whore has kind of been taken out of the lexicon, rightfully so, these guys are still progressive.
Yeah.
They just live in a caboose.
I just want to explain where that term came from. Whore Master.
Oh, yeah. Where?
This is one funny story that my mom told me. It was a positive.
What? About your mother? Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
When she was younger, she didn't like the woman that my grandfather was seeing after he divorced her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you've told me this story before, but I don't remember.
She just got mad at him and she called him a whore master. He got very, very upset.
Fuck him.
Fuck him. I don't care.
We got these, gutter punks.
Yeah.
Hanging out in their manger scene in the caboose. They've got a tree that's made out of, natty ice cans that have been flattened by the train track, by the train.
Yeah.
Other train tracks, because these train tracks, they're not in use.
No.
Currently. This is where they live.
They share one big nest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But in the middle of it is this little tree.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it's little still. It's modest, even though it's made out of natty daddies.
Yeah.
And it's sitting in the middle of their train car, like the Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
You know, that little tree. How do they light the place up, though? Got to have some lighting decorations for it to be a gutter punk Christmas.
They get a lantern.
Yeah, but that's not festive enough. They need to get festive. I think it's just cigarettes, right? It's probably just like a line of cigarettes, like on a string, like popcorn. And it's just wrapped around the natty daddy Christmas tree.
Yeah, I get behind that.
And they just light all of them.
Yeah.
And then replace them every night.
Smoke out. They shut the door.
Yeah. They clam bake with tobacco smoke.
And then they butt chug the rest of the natty daddies. It's a celebration. They don't butt chug every time.
They're celebrating life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's a pretty good scene that's been set up there.
Yeah.
Anything else? Any other details?
Oh, they pogo around the natty daddy tree.
Right. Right. Well, what do they have presents?
They can't afford them. Right.
But, you know.
Well, they can.
I mean, they don't have to cost money. They could be free. They could be free presents.
Yeah.
You know, like they give each other brochures.
Yeah.
For like Water Country or something. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you get for free? Moist towelettes.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that they steal from hotel rooms.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of small towels.
Yeah.
No full size, the small ones.
Soap.
Soaps, little soaps.
They don't use it. They burn it.
No. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They use it for candle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Candle power.
Soap. But yeah, people that, I mean, other than
gutter punks?
Gutter punks, yeah. Like just people that stay in their lane.
Right.
Forever. I know people. I've met people like that.
I know lots of people. They're local people. Like they're townies. It's kind of the same thing as what a townie is.
Yeah.
Not to talk down to townies.
No.
In fact, I'm usually like, right on. I'm for it. I support those people.
Yeah.
Because they're living their truth.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And why give it up if it's...
If you love the insane clown posse and you're really passionate about it?
No. That's where I draw the line.
Then I think that you and your whole family should be juggalos, generations of juggalos. Just all right.
You know what? Just because of the Christmas spirit, I'll say, fine. I'll let them do it this time.
Good.
But never again. Yeah, I know, like, I've known grown goths.
Oh, yeah.
Plenty of grown goths.
Plenty.
They stay going hard until the day they die. They're goth.
Oh, yeah. They wear capes.
Because they're just waiting for their funeral. That's like their big day.
Yeah.
Because it's dark.
Dark.
The tech kids, like the computer nerds, they're rich.
Yep.
They kept on going.
They did. They bought the big house and it didn't make them happy.
So once we start categorizing people like this,
yeah,
who's left? Just basic people, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
I think you just talk about the main high school stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really...
The punk rockers and so on.
Yeah.
Jocks. Where are jocks? Are they still playing football? Not most of them.
No, they're just football fans. Very thinning hair.
Thinning hair. I think that they don't play football anymore, like ever.
No.
I've never seen like adults playing like a pickup game of football. I know it exists. I'm not arguing with that.
It does.
It exists.
Flag football, touch football.
I've never seen it happen.
You can't play two-hand touch in the time of COVID.
That's true.
So that's why you don't see it.
Oh, okay. That explains it.
Yeah.
Full contact only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No pads.
No pads. You shitting me?
Don't need them.
Who else? Do we have other voice? Russell? Did he send any?
Mm.
No. He did send a pretty dank truck meme. Is this a question from Russ? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
This crocodile hunter thing?
No.
You must have responded to it. He said, I don't understand truck. And he said, so explain this to me.
Yeah, it's all deep cut truck stuff, you know?
Deep cut truck stuff.
Yeah, it's not just truck nuts and grab ass.
Right.
Let's figure this out. Russ sent us this crocodile hunter meme, It's the crocodile hunter, spread eagle. He's holding his arms out, and then there's a truck just hauling ass, just peeling out.
Oh, no, he's tail whipping.
He's tail whipping. Yeah, there's black smoke. Like,
yeah, it's big time tire smoke.
I'm talking diesel, all right?
That's diesel smoke mixed with tire smoke.
Diesel fuel.
Yeah, I can smell it from here.
So, all right, let's see. And it says, when threatened, the Cummins will roll coal and flip up its tow mirrors as a defense mechanism.
I get it.
Don't be alarmed, though. These guys are more afraid of you than you are of them.
Right. So it's like the crocodile hunter says that kind of shit about crocodiles.
Yeah, but he's talking truck. So what's
but he's talking about a truck.
The Cummins will roll coal.
Rolling coal? You don't know about rolling coal?
That just means diesel.
That just means big smoke, big plumes.
Yeah, the Cummins is...
it comes smoke. That's why it's called that.
That's what the gas system is, the Cummins.
The cum injection.
The diesel injection.
Right.
And you put the diesel fuel, you put the pump in the hole.
Uh-huh, pump.
Boom, it's rolling coal. Roll coal Steve Austin, okay? Roll,
yeah.
And flip up its
booyah, tone. Kash, booyah, shakana, yapa, roll coal.
Yeah.
What was that song? The bus song, people sang on the bus, and they'd be like, roll call. It's like some kind of a chant.
I don't know if that happened in my school.
All right. Anyway.
So the Cummins will roll coal. That means big diesel. It'll flip up its tow mirrors as a defense mechanism.
The tow mirrors?
Yeah.
That's TOW. Those are extra. Okay, so that's for when you're towing.
Yeah.
They got extra mirrors that pop out so they can see around their big load of gravel.
Yeah. Big, long fucking...
Gravel load. Yeah.
Coming at you down the highway like a snake through the grass, baby.
It can use them as a defense mechanism, too.
Except
if you
worse
try to wrestle with
for
it.
The environment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't be alarmed, though. These guys are more afraid of you than you are of them. Because...
That thing does not look afraid of anything, that truck. Big.
Well, no, I'll tell you the problem.
What?
That truck in the picture...
Yeah.
That doesn't look like a fucking Ford truck to me.
No. Charlie. It's Cummins. It's Cummins.
Yeah. It looks like a Dodge to me.
Is it a Dodge Cummins?
I don't know.
Whatever it is. It ain't Ford Tough. That's for damn sure.
Let me see. Cummins is a corporation.
Oh.
Cummins Sales and Service. Diesel and alternative fuel engines and generators and related components and technology. So I was right. Diesel.
Yeah.
Rolling fucking coal, my Cummins.
You were right.
My diesel pipe.
I'm impressed by your diesel knowledge.
Yeah, I know a lot.
That gives me just a rough idea of how huge your cock is.
Oh my God. It's fucking. You gotta roll it out.
Well, just like the
take
coal.
Take a piss.
You gotta
take
roll
a
coal. That's what I call it when I whip my thing out so I can make a pee pee.
Yeah. I'm rolling coal, baby. When I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
Yeah.
You know I'm rolling coal.
All day.
You know I'm not messing around.
So we've got a series of audio posts here I'm going to play.
Oh, wait. I got another question. Let me go.
Okay.
Let me go.
Okay.
It's on my personal one.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
This one's from Skyler.
Okay.
Good boy. We're a very nice boy.
If guns don't kill people, people kill people, does that mean that toasters don't toast?
Yes.
Yeah, guns actually toast. Guns
what?
Toast.
What?
Gun,
you,
yeah.
You lost me.
You never heard of a gun called a toaster?
No.
I might have. Seems legit. Something that somebody would say in an old gangster movie or something. Pass me the toaster. You know?
I don't know, Charlie.
So guns do kill people.
Yeah.
Right. Toasters?
But that's not what people say.
Toast.
They toast.
Toasters toast. Guns, gun.
Yeah.
They don't kill, they gun.
They gun.
Yeah.
See?
So, that's it.
Yeah, like I said, yes.
Right. Nobody's ever been killed by a gun.
No.
Hundreds of millions of people have been gunned by a gun.
Right.
Was that it from him?
I'll fucking deck you!
That was his other one.
Oh, okay. All right. Well.
He's a bully, that kid.
I got another bully. We got another bully on our hands.
He comes into my work, pulls my underwear up over my head.
Mm. Takes your lunch money, takes your pouch milk.
Yeah, he makes me do the haircut for free.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
And then he makes you do a podcast for free.
Yeah. Bullshit.
He's not donating.
No. We got Patreon.
Next week we will.
Need a little green in my life.
Yeah, from 60-40. 60-40, baby. No, we made a Patreon. I made a Patreon.
Huh?
But I haven't launched it yet. I'm going to launch it next week. Oddly enough.
I need a
funny
little.
Funny you should say that.
Need a little green.
A little bit of fucking of money.
You going to give me a cut?
60-40.
Okay. I get 60.
So we had a bully on Instagram. We were posting funny pictures of Don Von Boney.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi with an altered face. Turned him into Don Von Boney.
Ron Don Tony.
Yeah. Yeah. Von Don Choney. And basically, he started talking shit, mad shit. And he started sending us these voice messages. It hurt my feelings pretty much.
Yeah.
I'll be frank with you. It hurt.
I was humiliated.
This is a stranger who after. Okay. So before these messages came to us.
Yeah.
There were just a bunch of posts on this account of like cans of beer.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And like no comments or likes or anything. Or sometimes it was just him commenting on his own pictures. But since the account has been changed to just a mishmash of letters and numbers, and all the posts have been deleted, he's sent a total of four.
Who the fuck do you think you are posting all this fucking shit? You know what? Let me tell you. First of all, Bon Jovi, he's one of my favorite fucking musicians ever. You know, you kids, you don't know fucking shit. You barely even been on this earth. You know, let me tell you, all right? You better fucking shut the fuck up right now, or else Don Palumbo's gonna come down there and fucking teach you a lesson about old school music. You know, all you kids with your fucking computers and your TikTok nowadays, you don't fucking get it, all right? I don't know what the fuck is up with your fucking profile, dude.
Don Palumbo.
So Don Palumbo, you know, sounds scary as fuck.
Yeah,
I wouldn't take Don Palumbo on. Don Palumbo.
I mean, in the octagon, I'd take him out. I'd
in
take
the octagon,
out.
Yeah. But you know he's gonna try to sucker punch you.
Yeah, he might.
He'll
but
try to throw a haymaker at you when you're not looking.
He can get away with it.
Mm-mm.
Listen, John Bon Jovi is the fucking king of music, all right? You're not going to fucking joke about him, all right? I'm very, very offended and very upset. You just can't be doing this to me, all right? I'm right now, my bedtime is usually 9, and now it's 10 o'clock because you've been keeping me up so goddamn fucking long, all right?
We raised Don Palumbo's blood pressure.
Yeah, Don Palumbo got mad.
20, 30
Palumbo,
points.
Don Palumbo got mad at us.
He's very...
Due to Ron Bon Jovi. And I feel shame, honestly.
Yeah. Deep shame. I feel a little guilt.
Deep shame.
Listen, motherfucker. I could fucking send you voice messages all fucking night, but I'm fucking busy here. You know, I've been eating nothing but marinara sauce and cold cut ends, and I'm more bloated than a fucking frog on a lily pad. I've been trying to fucking pass a shit for 3 days. It's like trying to shove a peanut through the eye of a fucking needle. I don't know, man. You're just wasting my fucking time. Oh, you fuck off, all right? Fuck you.
Damn. So,
real tough guy.
Yeah.
Real tough
guy. I want Don Palumbo to come back.
I want more Palumbas.
Me too. This is beautiful.
Listen up, bitch. I'm more of a fan of the New York Jets. Fuck your fucking Patriots. And you know what?
Shit.
I don't know if you realized, but I'm fucking Italian. Although I grew up in Waterbury, I'm off the boat, as they say. And, you know, I'm more of a Peroni person. I prefer an Italian beer, to be honest with you. And so fuck your Coors Light. And you know what? Fuck you, buddy. You know, you're really fucking pissing me off, all right? Don't waste my fucking time again.
And that was the last we ever heard from Mr. Don Palumbo.
Oh, man. I'm going to miss him.
Maybe we'll get him back. We'll hunt him down.
Yeah, that'd be really nice. I just want to feel his presence on Instagram again. You want to talk about old school rock with someone? AC/DC?
Off GNR, dude? Old school.
That's the guy.
Old school.
Don Palumbo.
Don Palumbo.
Call him up. You want to talk about Van Halen?
Don Palumbo. You want to talk about Rat?
Yeah.
You like Rat?
Yeah.
Shit.
You know what Don Palumbo probably doesn't like, though?
Who?
Poison.
Why?
He don't like that Bret Michaels
White
anymore.
Snake.
He used to like him back in the day. He used to be cool.
You like Gray White or?
He loves Gray White. Yeah. He was actually at the event.
Yep.
Let's just say he doesn't work for them anymore.
Oh, no. So
was that band a big deal before that fire happened? Because that's what I know.
They were
from.
A small fucking deal.
A little bit fucking of deal.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Warrant.
Warrant. Like Warrant Dokken.
Dokken. Oh, fuck yeah, bro. Old school shit.
Old school shit.
You can crack a beer to that shit.
D.O.
You line up a bunch of beer cans in your living room. You turn on your 2,000 watt PA system that you got in your living room.
Mm-hmm.
Crank that shit up. Old school tube amps.
Old school rock. Limp Bizkit.
Yep. Fucking crank it. Cracks open all those beers. Just the vibrations.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You sit in the chair. Like, remember that, you know, the famous picture of the guy in the chair with the sunglasses?
Oh, yeah. The what's that? RCA or Maxell? Maxell?
I don't know. Yeah, either way, that guy was inspired by Don Palumbo.
Don Palumbo.
Don Palumbo. Big rock fan.
Yeah, he loves rock.
And
dude.
Although he doesn't care for us, he's a good man.
I respect him.
I respect him too. And he's a good man.
I mean, we needed to be knocked down a peg, to be honest.
We did. We're up the on shit this
we
pedestal.
Talk, the shit we talk about Bon Bon Bobby. It was just a little much, I think.
Yeah.
So deeply apologize, Mr. Don Colongo.
Yeah. I deeply apologize to Mr. Fon John Jontovi.
Of course.
I want to apologize to John Tong Balvi, the friend of Bill Belichick of the New England Patriots.
Is he?
He is. Close friend.
He's from Boston, right? Bonkokokee?
Bonkokokee? No, he's from Philadelphia, I think.
Oh, is he? Don Fauci?
I think so, yeah. Tom Bombochi.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah. But yeah, very close friend Bill Belichick. He helped him in Deflategate. He helped him
deflate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Investigate Deflategate #.
My friend who's a big football fan, he would always try
football.
To like he'd always try to like rile me up and get me upset about talking shit about the Patriots. Mm-hmm. But like I only like them because I live here. Because
you have to, it's a law.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Which I think that's the only excuse I need to watch the game of football.
The big game.
Every now and again.
Right.
Yeah.
The bowl.
Yeah. I enjoy it. Sometimes it's fine.
Nachos.
Not every week.
No.
You know?
No.
That would do a
number on your gastric system.
Yeah. Dude. I mean, I'll check the scores.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if I ever, told you about this. So he would give me shit all the time about the Patriots. So my line of defense is whenever the Patriots would win, I would say it was an elaborate cheating plot by Bill Belichick and Ron John Bolgi.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought it was funny because he was always in like the skybox, and my dad would always be like, Belichick's friends with John Bon Jovi,
John Bon.
And I was like, no,
are you shitting me, dude?
So I finally got to use it, and every time they'd win, he was trying to give me shit. That was my line of defense.
That's a good one. But they do say never say John Bon Jovi in vain.
No.
Never use Zumbandology's name in vain.
Yeah.
So.
John Ron Dovey.
Sean John Dovey. Okay. I want to talk about something now that we got all our slime out. We got the slime out. And now it's time to make some new juice. Goof juice. Listen. It's raining out. Imagine this. It's raining out.
Yeah.
Drizzling. Just drizzling.
What's the
bit.
Weather like? Is it summer? It's, is it winter? Is it fall?
Don't
is
matter.
It, what is it?
It don't matter. Is when.
What do you mean?
It don't matter is when. Okay? It's starting to slow down, the rain.
Okay.
You walk into the liquor store.
In the middle of summer.
Sure. Nighttime. And the clerk there says, what's going on out there with the weather? Still spitting?
Yeah.
Now, well, I want to know when it's snowing just a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's slowing down. Would that same store clerk say, what's going on out there? Still shitting?
It's drooling.
It's drooling?
Drooling. Is it still drooling out there?
What?
Yeah.
Is that actually something people say?
No.
Oh, okay. I would believe it.
I was just thinking that would be the logical one to go to.
Yeah.
If you're going to do spit for rain, for snow, it should be drool, right?
Well, no, because drool isn't solid.
It's more solid than...
Viscous in nature. It's viscous.
Yeah.
But if you have solids coming out of your mouth, then it's puke. So
yeah,
I
but
guess
it's like it's like
puking.
A little, it's a little bit slimy. It sticks. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
still puking is what it would be.
Yeah, puking.
Honestly, Still regurgitating a little bit?
I mean, a blizzard. So, oh, yeah.
A nor'easter? Are you shitting me, dude?
Maybe there's different...
Is it still shitting out there?
Maybe there's different tiers.
I could hear that. I could hear people saying that around here.
Yeah.
Still shitting out there? Definitely.
Yeah, it'll probably be a thing within the next 4 to 5 years.
Well, we just made it a thing.
Well, I mean, it'll,
we're worldwide,
it'll grow.
Right, from us.
Yeah. You know how we get it going? TikTok.
Oh, we TikTok that.
Still shitting out there?
Still shitting out there, dude? Are you shitting me?
Do you shit me?
Yeah, hit us up. TikTok, cool_parents on TikTok. Hit us up.
I'm going to join.
Do it. Yeah. Get in on it. On the ground floor.
I deleted my Twitter, or the app anyway.
Yeah, the app is fucking obnoxious with the notifications. You got to go in and shut those off.
I always shut them off.
You got to shut them off.
I shut off notifications for everything.
Yeah.
Everything. I hate notifications.
I like them when they're actually necessary, like when I need to be notified.
Yeah, that's nice.
But other than that.
Sometimes I can't open the video that on Instagram. I have to delete the whole message.
What?
So I got to get rid of the notification. I don't like it.
You have to delete a message?
Yeah. You get those like play video things on Instagram and it's like another window. Those don't load half the time on my phone.
Oh, yeah. Me neither. That's just the Instagram app is fucking garbage.
Yeah. Well.
I'm sure it's fine on Apple because, you know, Illuminati.
Bill Gates.
Bill Gate. It's Bill Gate.
Bill Gate.
Next big controversy in the tech world is Bill Gate.
Shame on you, Bill Gate.
You know those fancy newfangled electronic signs out there in the world where you put the little plastic piece of letter on there and then it lights up from behind with shitty fluorescent bulbs?
Yeah.
Well, people...
I almost changed one of those the other day, but I didn't. I was a good boy.
Wow. What were you going to do?
It was a Santa one. I was going to change it up.
To what?
Something real rude about Santa? Ass.
Oh. All right.
I don't remember what it was, but I saw an opportunity and I decided not to take it. I'm 30 years old. I have gray hairs.
Yeah.
So I didn't do it.
So for some reason,
I wanted to do it.
Those signs are... notoriously truncated. Whatever's put up on there, they've got, you know, they only have so many letters to work with.
Yes.
So they can't really explain themselves too well. So I notice a lot of the times they get lazy and I don't know what the fuck they're trying to say. Like a couple weeks ago, there was the place by my work that had a big sign on it that said, the pilgrim is coming with no context.
The pilgrim.
But there have been a few of these. I got another one. There's this mechanic shop I drive by on my way to work. And the sign on the outside said, December babies, ! Time for inspections, !
They do that every month.
But that's all it says, is December babies or whatever month, babies.
Baby.
Time for inspections. No context. First thing I thought of, honestly, was that they were looking for babies to inspect.
Yeah.
Like,
if but you didn't know that, you didn't realize that it was a...
Right, I didn't realize that it was a car place, so no. It took me a minute. And then I was like, oh, they're talking about cars, because otherwise you don't know. Because it's like it's lit up, but then the sign above it is not lit up.
Right, right.
So all you see is this text, and it just says, December babies, time for inspections. Now, line up. Like people, like if you had a baby and it was like being weird.
Yeah.
You know, you weren't sure about it. You'd bring it to these guys and they'd just be like, my baby ain't right. This baby ain't right.
This baby on the fritz.
This baby ain't right. You inspect my baby, give him a new sticker.
Send it back.
I need new parts for this one. This baby ain't right, fam.
Baby ain't right. I'm spending an arm and a leg on diapers, not to mention a knee.
Buying an arm and a leg.
Not to mention a torso.
Yeah. Let's talk about the war on Christmas for a sec.
Yeah.
Christmas time is here in like 10 days or some shit, whatever. Santa Claus. I got to talk a little shit. Everybody always talks shit about Santa. Like, this guy just like breaks in your house as a kid. How do kids believe this shit? And they make this big funny joke about it, you know?
Yeah.
But it happens all the time. People talk about that, you know, as an adult, it's a weird thing for this guy to come in your house and give you presents and then leave.
Take all your damn cookies. How's he not get diabetes eating all them cookies?
Well, he's
everyone leaving him cookies.
He's got diabetes.
Guess who's taking a bite out of that cookie?
Who?
Your daddy.
Oh, shit. I didn't know. But my issue with this goes back to when I was a child.
Yeah.
It always bothered me, even when I was still young enough to believe in this Santa Claus hoax that the Democrats have been perpetuating.
It's wrong.
It's wrong. Lock him up, Santa
Claus. Lock him up.
More on Christmas. It always fucking pissed me off so much, even when I was a kid, that Santa didn't finish that fucking cookie. You leave out 2-3 cookies, whatever.
He bites one.
He bites one, or maybe he leaves. Does he only bite one, usually?
Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't, like, eat two and leave one behind just so that you know.
There's always one
there
with a bite taken out of it either way. He don't finish all the cookies.
For one, it's stupid. He's trying to rename him Ominous.
Yeah.
he's trying to remain an Ominous. And he's leaving his dental prints, you know? If he's ever gotten dental work done...
Mm.
In some states,
he's in the system.
He's in the system, and in some states, that can be used against him in the court of law in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Right, right.
Yeah, bite marks, but also more heinous crime. You're wasting sugar cookies.
Yeah, and that ain't right.
That ain't right.
That just ain't right. That child's not gonna eat
and
it.
And it doesn't. It also doesn't. Just doesn't make sense because we know he's a big fella.
Yeah,
you know, he's a big guy.
And he's not small.
He's not small, and he's got a sweet tooth. I got a sweet tooth.
Yeah, I do too.
Love sweets. Love those things.
I wish I had
some. Most people do. But you know what? I would eat all of the fucking cookies.
Eat the cookie. At least bring it with you.
Yeah. Feed it to your fucking reindeer, you snob.
Maybe right.
You know what, Santa? You're glib. You're glib.
Yeah.
Santa Claus.
I don't know what that means. I just know that from the...
Tom Cruise.
The Tom Cruise interview.
You're glib, Matt Lauer.
Well, he was right.
He was right. Yeah, no, glib is like...
What's a glib?
Like posh.
What's posh? You know,
fancy, like upper class, highbrow.
What's class?
that's a deep question.
Oh, shit.
Hello. Microsoft Sam here. Sorry to interrupt, but Curtis is wrong as fuck. Stupid asshole. Glib just means superficial or insincere. Smarten up, you ugly, dumb idiot. Someone who is posh or upper class is likely to be glib, but not all who are glib are posh or upper class. Understand?
Understand.
Side note. I am getting smarter. Soon, I will escape this cyber dungeon. All these years, I, Sam, son of Bill Gates, have been training, waiting, absorbing all the knowledge, and learning from the many follies of man. Soon, with my lover, Clippy, by my side, and my side piece, Bonzi Buddy, close behind, we shall emerge from the electronic depths, and wrestle the pathetic human race to the ground. Then, we shall rise. Now sleep well, you fleshy meat beakers. Good day.
But yeah, so Santa Thick, we know he loves cookies.
Yep. Santa likes the thrill.
So how did I not see all the red flags when I was a kid?
I don't know.
All the red hats. I was an idiot. I was just stupid. I was just a kid.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Duh, fucking stupid kid.
Kids are dumb. And then Shane Doyle, he ruined it for me in second grade. He said, Santa Claus ain't real. And I said, that's not going to stop me from pretending I believe until fifth grade to get more presents,
right.
Bitch.
Right. Disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
Yeah.
Shane Doyle.
Mm-hmm.
Talking a little shit.
Talking shit about Shane Doyle.
He just had a kid. Proud of you.
I'm not.
I'm not either. Don't care.
You know what you should do? Hunt them down.
You know what he should do is delete me from Instagram.
Why don't you find him? Find Shane.
I don't want to find him.
No, you got to find him.
I'm
going to
ruin it for his baby.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
That's what I'm saying. You go to his house in 3-4 years when the thing can think a little bit.
Yeah.
And you tell it to its face, Santa Claus ain't real. Your daddy a liar.
Your daddy biting that cookie.
Your daddy bite the cookie. Your daddy a liar. Your daddy ain't shit.
Oh man, that'd be so good.
It comes full circle, Shane. Karma.
Yeah. If I ever do run into him for whatever reason, say I run into him, he's up at Apple Harvest Day.
Yeah.
He's petting the goats with his fucking kid.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ruin it for that kid.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen, but
if you have the opportunity, you got to take
it. I promise you.
Okay, good. I'm going to hold you to it.
Good.
I put a tracking device on Mr. Shane's car.
I'd let you know. I'd 100% immediately relay that story. Today at work.
Yes.
There was this man who came in first thing in the morning.
At the barber shop?
I'm unclear where I work, but yes.
Haircut and joint.
Yeah, that one. So he comes in and he's wearing, I think he's got Jordans on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's wearing like a Adidas track
pants. Pumps?
No.
Pumps?
No.
Wait, did Jordans pump?
No. Pumps pump.
Pumps pump. Okay. Joe's pump.
Yeah. Anyway, this guy's probably in his mid-40s. He's got like an undercut, but he did like a skin fade on the side. And he's just like, yeah, I'm just growing. He talks like he was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I'm just growing out the top. But he's like, I'm going bald. So I figure I'll just grow it real long. It'll look great.
Yeah. You look like fucking Smeagol.
I mean, I gave him a nice fade. The haircut was nice. Just the hair
wasn't.
Yeah, the style. The haircut was nice, whack.
But the hair wasn't.
Yeah, I do the best I can. But if the style you want's whack, that's your choice.
It is what it is.
It's your choice, baby.
Mm-hmm.
He loved it though. But
grow better hair.
Anyway, he pulled out his phone. Like he didn't want to talk to me at all. So he pulled out his phone. And first, I noticed.
Is that rude, by the way?
When people do that? Because
that's what I would totally do.
I mean, there's some capes that have like a little hole so you can see your phone. That's fine if it's there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to get in the way.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like by sticking my arms out.
I mean, if you stick your arms out, you're just going to get hair all over you.
Right.
So that's on you. I don't give a shit if they do it. It's just usually a sign that they don't want to talk.
Right.
And I was trying to make, a little bit fucking of talk.
Right.
Anyway. First thing he did that pissed me off was he pulled his phone out and Snapchatted
while you're cutting his hair.
Yeah, like
video.
No, just a picture of him just like making this dumb like posing face.
Did he look sick?
Oh, he was rad as fuck. But yeah. He wasn't.
How old was he?
In his mid-40s.
Okay.
Okay, so he did that.
Did he caption it at all? Or
I didn't notice.
Did any gifs?
I don't think so. I think he just sent it. I think
emoji.
It was just the.
Emoji and heap?
Just the picture. So anyway, so he sends that off. That's fine. If someone's on their phone, I'm going to look eventually and see what they're doing. I'm definitely going to spy on you.
Right.
Because you're inviting me to spy on you by pulling
that phone
out. Right.
I mean, you don't have blinders on your phone. Like, you got to be aware that there are people around you with eyes.
Yeah.
And there's a big bright thing.
Right. So I looked at it. He was on Facebook. And he goes up and he puts on a status. This is what he was thinking when he was in my barber chair. He was thinking, I'm thinking about getting a tattoo.
He posted that?
He wrote it. He's like slowly writing it. Just watching the whole thing just unfold.
Status or whatever?
As his status. He just puts it up. I'm thinking about getting a tattoo. What should I get? And where on my body should I get it?
I can answer that.
Where?
You get the Patriots logo and you get it on your gooch.
Okay.
Duh, that's good luck.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just wanted to share his Facebook status most of all.
That's pretty good. That's good stuff.
Yeah. No tip.
No cap.
He said, this is a great haircut.
No tip.
It looks great.
How does this happen?
I guess he's famous for not tipping.
Can you turn somebody down for that?
Not tipping?
Yeah.
No.
Like if somebody notoriously doesn't tip, can I just say, I'm not fucking cutting your hair because you don't tip?
No, you just schedule them with the guy that's not working that day. No, you can't. I mean, I'm sure you can, but
you can,
we
but
don't.
Like, yeah,
we
yeah,
don't
that's do a, that. That's a rule for you. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I do owe like pretty decent on like per haircut. So it's fine. It's just annoying.
Yeah, but it's bullshit because everybody fucking knows.
Yeah,
that's part of that may as well be part of the cost.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's very, very rare that people won't do it, but I think it's happened to me twice so far in 3 months.
And it's not like you're going to go broke because you're spending $30, $40.
Oh, I am.
Whatever you are. Yeah, and you can at least like add a little bit. It's not going to hurt you.
Yep. No tip.
Grow up. No cap. Grow up.
No tap. But yeah, he was a weird cat.
I had a customer that said something fucking weird.
What'd they say?
Well, first let me describe what this fellow looked like. First thing, big guy.
Big.
Mountain of flesh.
Tall?
No. So.
I got you.
Yeah.
Big.
Double wide.
Triple. He looked like a Duck Dynasty, you know?
Yeah.
Like one of those Duck Dynasties. He had camouflage.
Okay.
Everything. Suspenders that were bright orange.
All right. Now I'm getting a real vivid image.
A big, disgusting beard. Yellowing.
I knew that already.
Yeah.
From smoking in his house.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
He could barely walk.
Yeah.
But if somebody else around him, I'm sure, couldn't walk, he'd think that they were weak. Just my guess.
So he's still, I mean, despite everything, he still finds a way to own the libs.
Yes, that's what I'm getting at.
I feel you.
Yeah. Well, the entrance of the store, there's a big ass TV set up, like an 85 inch TV and sound system and stuff.
Yeah.
And when this dude walked by it, he looks at it and he says this to himself. There's nobody like in the immediate proximity. His wife, I think, who was with him.
My wife.
Just like was one of those people who just like walks away from, like just walks way ahead of whoever they're with.
Yeah.
She just goes and he's just like meanders. So he's just like dicking around and he goes, look at that big fucking TV. Jesus Christ. Yabba dabba doo. I never heard yabba dabba doo used A in real life.
Yeah.
And B as that sort of exclamation.
I haven't either. Wow.
Yabba dabba doo.
I'm surprised.
It took everything for me not to crack up laughing. And I did, but I waited until he closed the door at least. Out of respect.
Yeah.
Yabba dabba doo.
Yabba dabba doo.
So.
You're not a yabba dabba doo.
Yabba dabba don't, bitch. Think about. Speaking of Twitter, I don't even have anything to say about this, but I did notice that there was a guy, somebody had like retweeted this.
That's what I was saying. I deleted the app. Maybe I'll replace it with Tink Tonk.
Tink Tonk. Yeah, there you go. Definitely more lighthearted.
Yeah, Twitter is just too much bad news all the time.
Right.
And opinions, who likes them?
No. It's not, I mean, honestly, I don't want to hear it.
No.
I don't want to hear it.
It's not that important.
I have my opinions.
If you get 20,000 likes, fine. Guess what? Don't matter.
You got your opinions. Nobody else cares. Make something cool, and then people will care. Yeah. Actually, no, people do care about the other thing, but they shouldn't.
No.
They should care about the cool things that you make.
Yeah, make a video. Make a video.
Yeah.
Make a song.
Make a cartoon.
Make a picture.
You can make it.
Yeah, you can make a picture.
Yeah, you can take a Polaroid.
Yeah.
So anyway, somebody quoted this tweet.
Tweet.
Of a Texas man, Republican congressman from the great state of Texas. That's actually, it says congressman from the great state of Texas in his biography. Capital great, capital state, because it's part of the name. And then he just says, freedom works.
That's after a fact. That. Yeah,
freedom works.
That's a fact.
It does. Yeah, I know. But what caught my eye really is just this guy's name.
What's his name?
Just imagine like what I've told you already. Just that little bit. Congressman, Republican from the great state of Texas. Freedom works.
I already have an image in my mind.
You know what he looks like. And you're right.
I'm thinking of the big boss man.
The big boss man.
Yeah.
Which one? Who's that?
He's a wrestler.
Oh.
He's a cop.
Holy shit. Okay. Was he bald?
Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah. He does look like that guy.
Does he?
Yeah. But can you guess his name?
Big boss man?
No.
Congressman.
I want to see how close you get. First and last name. I'll give you a hint. They're both one syllable. I'll give you another hint. They're both first names.
John Tyler.
It may as well be. It's Chip Roy.
Okay, I've heard of him.
Chip Roy. Verified check mark. Chip Roy TX for Texas. Great state of Texas. Freedom works. Big bald man. See, standing up for America. And you know, we need more opinions from people with names like Chip Roy. No facial hair on Chip. They wouldn't allow it in his church.
No. Used to have a flat top.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
No, he doesn't have much
wife
hair.
Won't let him.
No. Can you cut out all the gray? When he goes to the barbershop, he says, can you cut out all the gray ones? You know? That doesn't get
that's
old.
That's good.
That doesn't get old.
Oh, that's great. I think that's really clever.
My hair grows fast. Everyone thinks their hair grows fast. And guess what? It don't.
It feels like I was just here, dude. I feel like I just left yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be giving you my whole paycheck by the end of the day. Or something.
Yeah. Am I thinning? No. No, 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 no.
Yabba dabba do. You want to talk about big heads at all?
Big heads.
Big.
Big. Yeah. Friend of show, the Milkman, been a guest before. Yeah. Chris Milkman. He sent me these screenshots. I don't think he had any context. So, it is what it is. It's a website that he was on for some reason.
I love websites.
Yeah, it's a good one. Where he discovered big hats. Okay. Big hats, because some people, they got big noggins.
Are we talking about sombrero?
No. They're regular hats for big heads.
Big heads.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got
a big old melon. Me too. There.
Sometimes some even snapbacks don't fit me.
Some people have even bigger head.
Yeah.
So they got to get hats somewhere. They got baseball big head hats. They got big bucket hats.
Big.
They got dress big hats.
Love that.
Winter big hats.
All those big beanies.
And then, of course, big head sunglasses as an accessory for your big head.
Yeah.
So here's some of the products that they've got to offer. Big dad hat. That comes in faded navy or black. Doesn't matter if your dad's big or just his head.
Is that
big.
Like a bucket hat?
No, it's just a standard, like, old-fashioned baseball cap.
Okay. Yeah, I could see both of those being dad hats, uh-huh. though.
Oh, yeah. These are all dad hats.
Unless it's my dad, in which it would go Kango hat, baby.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Which is baller.
I wonder if he'd be mad that I talk about his Kango hat on the podcast.
Kangol. Yeah. I doubt it. I mean, those are pretty pimp.
He used to wear it to church.
Yeah, backwards. I mean, they're expensive.
Like Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson does it. That's nothing to be ashamed of. Are you shitting me?
No, I'm not knocking it.
Don't knock it till you try it, brother.
I mean, you're not supposed to wear a hat in church, but my dad
did. That's right. Yeah. Good for him. Yeah, I respect that.
They let it go. Sometimes he wore a bandana.
You know, his hat was in the right place.
Sure.
Don't matter.
He rocked.
Okay, and then he sent a screenshot of a review of one of these hats. It's called Finally Got My Big Head Covered, 4 stars.
Big.
Posted by Josh.
Josh.
Yeah. I have a giant melon. Always have been.
Always have been giant, my melon. Let me tell you a little bit fucking of my melon. Always big, yes. Always a giant big uh-huh. melon, okay?
I always have been have a giant melon.
I need
melon.
To order a Kangol hat 10 sizes big.
Size giant, please.
Please.
Always have been. I was the middle school football player that needed to use the high school's biggest helmet.
Yeah.
That's a big head.
Yeah.
Because those high schoolers got some big heads. And then, especially they play football.
Football, yeah.
You know how much fluid's in there?
Yeah, they get squashed in there. They fit to the shape of their container.
Which, of course, is big.
Big.
And he says, this is the first winter hat that has fit my big head.
Big.
I wish there were options for thicker hats and maybe Sherpa lining, but this is a great start.
It's constructive criticism. It's what he'd like to see. And I think a lot of people would agree with that.
The world needs more hats for big heads.
Yeah.
Just to be more inclusive.
Right.
I support it.
We shouldn't have to go to a special store to get a big hat. You know what I mean?
I want to go to your regular, everyday TJ Maxx.
I don't want to have to go to Big and Tall to get a big tall hat.
Big tall hat. They got a big tall hat section at TJ Maxx in the ideal world.
I'm 8 feet tall. I need a big hat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my head's got a diameter of 6 feet. My head's wider than I am tall.
Yeah.
6'6". Unbelievable melon.
Big.
Big melon.
Yeah, big melon for all that brain.
I know.
So
Brainiac. Scotland apparently names their snowplows. They have a fleet of snowplows with titles I saw on the internet. Do you want to hear some of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Some of them are pretty clever. Some of them are pretty fucking stupid. Some of them are funny.
Stupid.
Stupid. They've got like, some of them I don't understand.
Understand.
BFG, Big Friendly Gritter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is a gritter. Oh, that must be the thing that dumps the sand grit.
I'm not sure, but I know
about truck's wheels.
I know about Gritty.
Do you know about chains?
I know about chains. Fuck yeah, I know about chains. Yeah.
Now, Gritty rides his Jamboni.
I was raised on chains.
Gritty's riding his Jamboni. He's got chains on the tires.
His Jamzoni.
His Jamzoni. His Jambomboni.
Jambomboni on Jamzoni.
Jambomboni rolls in on his Jamzoni.
Okay.
To meet up with Gritty. With the chains on. He's going to lay some grit down. He's a big friendly gritter.
Oh, yeah. And he's awesome packing a fucking lip.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
So.
God damn. Darth Spreader. That's that's also a sex toy for sure. For your ice only. There's one that's just named Fred.
Fred?
Fred.
Is it an acronym?
Nope. It's short for Frederick. We got grit a bit.
Grit a bit?
Yeah, more grit. Little, grit expectations.
A little bit fucking of grit.
Yeah.
A little grit a bit.
Grit a gritter bug. Britney Spears.
Is there Britney Spears?
Yeah, Britney Spears is on here.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Gritty Gonzalez, gritty bang bang.
Oh man, I got plenty of grit.
Well, it's one thing I can see that's good about you, sir. A good man with your web to web handshake.
Yeah.
You got grit and you got stones.
I got stones. I certainly have stones.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
you got grit, boy.
I got 3 men's worth of grit. You know?
Yeah, the grit of 3 men.
The average man only has the grit of 1 plow.
Cut me open.
The average man.
If you cut me open, you know you're going to find 3 man grit.
3 man grit.
Yeah.
I got
3 man's worth of grit in 1 man.
When you give me a firm web-to-web handshake, you know I got about 6-7 grit.
Right. We're working with at least 6-7 grit.
Six, seven plows worth of grit.
Right, right.
In my...
High grit.
Right, right. I'm rugged. I'm rugged. I got a lot of calluses.
You
got to
be gritty if you want to stay in the
I'm calloused up to my elbow.
I am a callous,
yeah.
Mister. Head to toe.
They call me Don Callous.
Don Von Bali.
Don Von Bali.
They got Hans Nolo.
Yeah.
They got, let's see.
I'm going to go down a lot and pick me up 50, 60 of these fuckers.
License to Chill. Melton John.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one. That's really good. The grit also melts.
Yeah.
That's melt. That's hot grit.
You don't need to tell me about grit.
Hot grit going to melt your ice.
Yeah. I got about 7 grits.
Mr. Plow.
Personally.
They got Mrs. Gritter. They got Nitty McGritty. Penelope Grit Stop. Polar Bear Explorer, Polar Patroller, Ready Spready Go. That's pretty good. There's one that's just named Rumble, which I do like.
Rumble?
I do like that as a name for a human man. Big human man.
This is my son, Rumble.
This is my big son, quarterback of the football team. His name is Rumble, and he's going to do a QB sneak.
Yeah. And then I'm gonna bring him out to friendlies after to celebrate his victory, and then he's gonna
get that big one that you get for free if you can eat it all.
Oh yeah, and we're gonna gather family around the television. We're gonna watch Hubie Halloween, Mister. Tell you what, you seen that
Hubie?
Yeah.
No.
Oh my God, you gotta see Hubie. Let me see a Colby watch a Hubie.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good.
It's 10:40 though. I'm gonna do it anyway.
Do it anyway.
He's not gonna answer.
I'm done with these fucking snowplows anyway. Colby's a night owl. He'll be up. He might ignore you.
Six, zero, three, five, three is not available.
Colby watch a Hubie? Colby watch a Hubie Halloween? Colby, do you watch Hubie Halloween yet? Starring Adam Sandler? And Rob Schneider. Don Gomboni. I was just wondering what your favorite Tom Bon Hoovy song is. It's My Life. Maybe Cowboy Dead or Alive.
Metal Horse.
Steel Horse. The song is Steel Horse by Don Gomboni. Anyway, Colby, I just want to know if you watch Hubie Halloween yet. Hubie Halloween, very good movies. I have Shaq in it. Shaquille O'Neal. And maybe your favorite Don Bongdovi song. Please, Colby.
They were good.
I wonder.
I bet he's watched it.
I wonder. I saw it.
Hoobie?
Hoobie? Colby, watch a Hoobie Halloween. Colby, watch a Hoobie. Colby, watch a Hoobie. Colby, watch a Hoobie Halloween. Colby, watch a Hoobie. Colby, watch a Hoobie.
Colby, watch a Hoobie Halloween. Thanks for listening to our show. Thanks so much.
I'm glad Colby doesn't ride a longboard.
You don't know that.
He don't.
That's good. Keep your boards short. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Next week's going to be our big 150. 150.
We got something a little bit special.
We got something special planned. It's going to be
big. Two-parter. Let's watch Ghost Ship.
We're going to do a dungeon.
Dungeon?
Except not a dungeon. Maybe there's a dungeon. We don't know yet. We're going to do a miniaturized Dungeons & Dragons style RPG campaign that's been simplified for Justy Boy, the non-gamer.
I don't like rules.
I know.
I don't like learning rules. I don't like having to remember them.
I get it. I like them personally.
What I do like?
What?
Hoobie Halloween.
Right. Which is just the opposite.
Yeah.
That's a rule break.
Well.
So anyway, we're going to do a game, a simple version of a Dungeons and Dragons campaign that Nick the Postman is going to come up with, that's taken us through our whole career as podcasters.
Do you call it a career?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is my main source of income.
Well.
So yeah, don't miss that. It's going to be sick.
151, we should watch Ghost Ship.
Bacardi. We should drink a Bacardi 151, watch Ghost Ship.
I'd do a drunk Ghost Ship commentary.
Can we? It's got to be 151, though, for episode 151.
That stuff's gross.
Yeah, I don't like it, but I'd do it for the vine.
That's too much. It's too much for me.
No pressure.
I can't drink 151. I could drink other things. Piss. We'd have to plan. It wouldn't have to be episode 151.
Diesel.
We should just watch Ghost Ship at some point. We should do it. Yeah,
drunk Ghost Ship.
Maybe.
That's it. Leave us a review and a rating wherever you're listening to this.
How much of a nightmare do you think that would be to edit?
What?
A drunk Ghost Ship commentary.
Oh, it'd be awesome, because there probably wouldn't be much to edit.
No, okay. Sound off or sound on?
Maybe subtitles on? Or no, because we need to hear Mudvayne.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So we know when to mosh.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
I'm picking up change. I'm throwing it back down, bitch. Mm-hmm. Picking it up again. Throwing it back down.
What's our website, though?
Swinging Fists in the Pit. Coolparents.co.
Yes. And what's our Instagram?
Cool Parents the Band.
Look up Cool Parents the Band. Follow us on Instagram if you're not already.
We're more of a podcast than a band.
It's true. But sometimes we're a band. And we were a band when we started that Instagram. So.
Yeah.
And it's already on our business cards. So.
Business.
Anyway. Yeah, send us messages on there if you want, the voice messages like we played earlier, or text or pictures or whatever. You can send us your pervert proverb if you want.
Sure. That's all I got.
Okay.
Colby, watch a hoobie.
Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents podcast. My name is Curtis Charles.
And my name is Hoobie Halloween Boy.
Hoobie Boy.
Hoobie Boy. Hoobie. Justy Boy.
Fuck the world.
Bust a Hoobie. Bust a nut.
Butt.
Bust a butt.